Heads up, commuters. Starting next month, SEPTA will close 11th Street Station in Center City for more than a year for a major renovation project on the Market Frankford Line stop. WHYY's Corey Sharber has some details.
Trains will skip 11th Street Station from September 5th until August 30th, 2027 for the $44 million accessibility project. SEPTA will add elevator access from street level to the eastbound and westbound platforms, which will make the L station fully compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Construction estimates for similar projects usually take 35 months, and according to SEPTA, keeping the station closed for a year could cut the project timeline by 10 months and save $3 million. In addition to the elevators, SEPTA will be adding new lighting, tiling, and signage to the station. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Areas of cities with lots of asphalt and few trees can get much hotter in the summer than leafier neighborhoods. Often the hottest places are communities that were once redlined. WHYY's Sophia Schmidt reports a Camden, New Jersey nonprofit is fighting the urban heat island effect, one bus stop at a time.
So over here is the corner that you see. We're moving into full sun.
Jacqueline Santiago Vicente shows me a bus stop in North Camden's Cooper Point neighborhood. There's no bench, no shelter, and no tree for shade. Santiago Vicente's nonprofit, Neighborhood Collaborative Community Gardens, plans to change this next summer. The group will install a vegetated bus shelter here and at three other locations in the city. Each shelter will include a pergola, two trees, a temperature and air quality monitor, and plants to attract pollinators. Santiago Vicente says they'll do more than keep bus riders cool.
You're breathing in beautiful oxygen. You're looking at beautiful plants. The pollinators are coming in, the bees and all the other stuff.
The project is funded with a state grant for fighting the urban heat island effect. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday has joined a number of top prosecutors who want Congress to keep in place a ban that will soon take effect on intoxicating hemp products. Last year, Congress voted to close a loophole that previously allowed companies to extract a less intoxicating chemical from hemp called CBD if levels of mind-altering substances remain low. The loophole is set to be closed this fall, and cannabis advocates are asking for more regulation instead. But nearly three dozen attorneys general signed a letter that asks Congress to keep the expiration date in place. Sports fills over the Blue Jays, 12 innings to get the job done, the final 7-6 last night. And now the Phils begin a road trip taking on the Cardinals tonight. Philadelphia Union beat Necaxa in League's Cup action yesterday, the final 3-1.